Join us online on Sunday mornings at 7:30 a.m. on the RMI Facebook page or on YouTube, Instagram, or on our website at restoredministriesint.org. Get ready.
Good morning. Come on, somebody bless his name. Come on, somebody bless his name. He's worthy of your praise. Yes, he is. He's worthy of your praise. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. We magnify your name, oh God. We magnify your name. We magnify your name. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. Yes, you are. You're worthy, you're worthy. Yes, you are, yes, you are. We bless you. Come on, we bless you. We bless you. Yeah, we bless you, we bless you. We bless you, we bless you. Hallelujah, yes we do, yes we do. Father, you're worthy, you're so worthy, you're so worthy. Hallelujah. You're so worthy, you're so worthy. Hallelujah. Come on, just magnify the Lord with me. Just because he's worthy, hallelujah. Just because he's worthy, come on. Hey, glory, hey, glory, hey, kisha. Hallelujah. Ha, come on. Come on. Come on. Just begin to bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Ha, kesha, te kesha. Hallelujah. Come on. Now, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Come on now. This is the day. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow's not promised. Can't do anything about yesterday. But today, today you can enter into your breakthrough. Come on, you can enter in, whoo, my God, to the explosive power of the anointing. God's yoke-destroying, burden-removing power. Come on now. You, come on now. You, the sons of God. Come on, you are a son of God. Come on now. You better get this in your spirit. Listen, God didn't create servant slaves. He created sons. Come on. Oh my God. Woo, with all you're getting, you better get this understanding today. Woo! That you're not, listen, you're not a slave servant. You're a son. Okay? You are a son. Someone type, I'm a son, I receive it. Come on. Type, I'm a son, I receive it. Come on, say it again. I'm a son, I receive it. Come on, can you? Come on, point to yourself. I'm a son. And I receive it. Come on. Woo, come on now. I'm a son and I receive it. Come on. Just keep on saying it. I'm a son and I receive it. Come on. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Come on. Well, I'm trying to get something to you today. See, he doesn't want you to. That's right, Chet and Martha. You're a son. And now, ladies, understand, this has nothing to do with gender. Has nothing to do with gender. Come on now. Get this right here. Sons of God means that you are the divine offspring. You are the children of the Most High. And when he created his children, he created them with the covenant inheritant connection of sonship. Oh, come on. I'm just, woo, my God. Oh, my God. Somebody's going to get it. You're going to get it. Woo, my God. Come on now. There's a covenant relationship, high glory, of sons, oh my God, that when you receive, now listen, and I'm going to say it, and I'm going to show you in several places in the Word so we can go forth. The Bible says in Proverbs, Wisdom is the first thing, therefore get wisdom. But with all of your getting, get understanding. Okay, get understanding. I'm going to say it again. See, understanding, until you get understanding, you cannot activate faith. Woo, my God. Oh, my God. Hey, glory. Come on, come on, come on. I'm just trying to get this to you today. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Come on now. When you get understanding, now you operate in the power of faith. Why? Because faith cannot operate where there is no understanding. The Bible says, I will not have you ignorant. The devil's called the prince of darkness. Okay. See, here we go. Let me just show you. Oh, and I want to welcome everyone to the early morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the word. Because the Bible says man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds or comes out of the mouth of God. Okay, the first scripture, let me just prove this. Remember, I said that you're a son. I'm just going to type it. You're a son, not a servant. I'm going to use, first of all, John chapter 1. Then we're going to use Psalms 82. Then we're going to use Galatians chapter 4. And that's going to get us to where we need to be today in understanding, okay? You, a son, not a servant. Excuse me, I'm just typing this in for Instagram. John chapter 1, Psalms 82. In Galatians chapter 4, that way we can go on, because you have to understand only sons, now listen, only sons can be released in this season, 5785, the season that you will always have. Why? Because it's connected to your season of multiplied and abundant grace. This is what the Father spoke into this new season, God's calendar of 5785. That son shall receive multiplied and abundant grace. The grace of God is his power to fulfill his purpose. Come on now. Oh, my God. See? Woo, my God. Now, listen. Once again, I said that first of all, John chapter 1. Okay, John chapter 1, look at verse 1 and verse 12. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's verse 1. Then John chapter 1, verse 12 says, but to as many as received him, he didn't say male or female, but those that receive, you hear the Word, you hide the Word in your heart, and then you do the Word. To them, he gave his power, his dunamis, his ability to do what? Become the sons, S, of God. Even to them that do what? Believe on his name, okay? Now, belief is equal or greater what? I mean, faith is equal. Belief or believing with equal or greater corresponding action, okay? If this is your season of multiplied and abundant grace, you need the grace of God so you can act. Come on now. Okay, so don't worry. We're still moving. We're still, go to Psalms 82. Here we go. Come on now, someone type, I receive it. Come on now, type, I receive it. Come on, Psalms 82. Look at verse 6. Psalms 82, verse 6. Come on now. Woo, type, I receive it. Here's scripture number 2. It's not my opinion, it's the word. Psalms 82, verse 6. I have said, past tense, you are God's, little g. This word gods is the small e of Elohim, which means ruler, judge, divine ones. Oh, come on now. Godlike. Come on now. Woo, my God. Oh, my gosh. Okay. And all of you are the children of the Most High. Children, right here in the Hebrew, the bane of God, which means the offspring, member of a group, the sons of God. Woo! Come on now. Are you getting this? Come on now. Someone type, I receive it. Woo, my God, you better get it. Okay. Now, the fourth verse. Come on, here we go. Galatians chapter 4. Let me bring it home. You're going to understand why this season is going to be the season you will always have. Okay? 5785. Because he's multiplying and he's adding onto the grace so you can have the power to continually activate always abounding, always having. Come on now. Well, Galatians chapter 4. We're going to bring it home. Come on. Where is everybody this morning? I don't know where everybody is at, but you better jump in this river right here. Come on. Here we go. Galatians chapter 4. We're going to bring it home so we can get on with this word. Amen. Listen, it says verse 1. Galatians chapter 4, verse 1. Look at what it says. Now I say that the what? That the heir, this word heir in the Greek means the kleronomos, of God, which means receives by a lot, an heir, one who receives by his allotted possession by the right of sonship. Oh, my God. Woo! Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differs nothing from a servant. Now, if there was no difference between a son and a servant, why did Paul make this distinction? That there is a distinction between the heir and the servant slave. Woo! Though he be Lord of all. So the heir is Lord of all. Oh, come on, somebody. Ooh, my God. I want you to get this. I want you to get this understanding. Woo! So that way, when you go to God, you're not going to him as a servant slave. You're going to him as an heir, as a son who's Lord of all, who has a right, woo, to the promises and the inheritance of the Father. Come on now. But he's under tutors and governors, those that can teach them how to become king. Until the time appointed, until the appointed time, the Moedim of Father. Even so, when we were children, we were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his what? Son. He didn't send forth a servant. He sent his son. The servant does not have the access to the power and the ruling authority of the master. Woo! A son made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of what? Sons. Oh, my God, my God. He didn't say servants. And because we are sons, you ain't gonna mess with it. You ain't gonna mess with it. You can't stop it until he sent forth the spirit of his son, capital S, into their hearts, crying, Daddy, Daddy. Verse 7, wherefore you are no more a servant. You are no more a servant, but a son. If a son, then an heir of God through Christ. He didn't say Jesus. He said Christ. His original place of authority, his original power, his original, oh my God, second part of the Godhead, the Word, the Christ, woo, the Son of the living God. Come on, somebody, someone type, I receive it. It is so. You better get it. Woo, you are sons, not servants. Woo, you're an heir of God. You have a right to the inheritance. You're not begging. Woo, like a servant slave to a master. You are going to the Father with what the Father said, with what the Father said you have a right to, and you remind him what he said. Because the Bible says the promises of God in him are yes and amen. And in fact, some promises you don't even have to pray for. Come on, somebody give him praise and type, it is so. Come on, you better receive it. Come on now. This is why this is important. This is why this day, the 339th day of 2024, is so important. Why? Because this connection, high glory, this day speaks to the theme of completion, readiness, and the supernatural manifestation of God's promises. You are going to receive supernatural manifestation of God's promises. Why? Because he's bound to his word. Oh my God. Woo, the spiritual significance of this day, okay? The 339th day represents the first three, represents divine completeness and perfection. The repeated three amplifies the theme of confirmation and alignment, okay? And the nine symbolizes fruitfulness, finality, and the culmination of or the completion of a cycle. It reflects that the harvest that comes after faithful sowing and preparation. Together, this day will be a season of divine perfection, readiness for harvest, and supernatural multiplication. Somebody type, I receive it. This is why this season is so important. This is why it seems like the opposition is so huge. Why? He wants you to quit. Today's date is December 12th. It's December 4th, 12th month. The 12th symbolizes divine government, order, and authority, reminding us that God is sovereign over every situation. And the 4 for the 4th day of the month represents creation, stability, and foundation. This highlights the importance of being firmly rooted in God's word and his promises as you prepare for greater blessings. Woo, my God, are you getting this? Oh, my God. What's the prophetic release for this day? Number one, completion and perfection. This day signifies that God is bringing certain processes or seasons to completion. Trust that he's perfecting his work in your life and preparing you for what's next. Number two, fruitfulness through faithfulness. The nine highlights the fruitfulness that comes from faithful sowing and obedience. This is a day to reflect on the seeds you've planted and trust God for the harvest. Number three, alignment with divine authority. We just read that, okay? The threes remind you to align with God's purpose and trust in his divine order. Walking in obedience ensures your position to receive the fullness of multiplied grace. And number four, the stability for the next season. The fourth day represents the importance of God building on a solid foundation. Use this day to root yourself in God's word and promises, preparing for the overflow he's about to release. Woo, my God. The practical actions for today. Celebrate God's faithfulness. The Bible says God, oh my God, inhabits the praise of his people. Two, align with his plans. Woo, my God, surrender any resistance or doubt and trust in his timing. Three, prepare for the harvest. Take practical steps. Come on now. Oh my God, of faith in areas where God has called you to act. This might include sowing seed, spiritually, financially, or relationally, believing that God will multiply them. And number four, the power of your mouth. Declare new beginnings. Speak prophetic declarations over your life, your family, your ministry, and your business. Declare that old cycles are breaking and that God's grace is bringing new opportunities, favor, and supernatural multiplication. Come on now, I want you to repeat this after me. I'm going to put it in the chat. Okay, here we go. Amen. Come on now, somebody type, I receive it. Come on now. I'm going to type this in the chat right here, okay? Look at what it says. Repeat after me. Say, on this, hold on here. Wrong thing here. Okay. Let's try this again. Hold on. My computer is catching up. Come on now, you better give God praise. Here it is. There we go. Now listen, I just want you to repeat it after me. The Bible says, faith cometh by hearing. But you need to hear it out of your mouth with your voice, okay? On this 339th day, I declare that God's grace is bringing completion and fruitfulness into every area of my life. I align myself with his divine plans and trust him for the harvest of what has been sown. In this season of 5785, I step into multiplied blessings, supernatural overflow, and the fulfillment of his promises. By his power, I will see the manifestation of his abundant provision and the stability of his divine order in my life. Oh my God. And then here are the scriptures that you need to meditate on this. See, oh my God, this is going to bless you. Come on now. Our glory. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. 2 Corinthians 9, 8. This is where we've been. I'm going to come back to that. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. He who has begun a work in you will complete it. And Psalms 23, verse 5 says that you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Okay. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8 says this. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you. Come on now. Here's the key. In this season, he's going to make all grace what? His power to do his purpose is to abound, to abundantly furnish you with, to make you overflow, to furnish one richly. To be abundantly furnished. He's able to make all grace, woo, abound toward you. Listen, that you always having all sufficiency, that you always have. Oh my God. This is why it's key. This is the season you will always have. Someone, come on now. Someone get this. Woo! Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Oh my God. I want you to get this. Oh my God. Woo, my God. This is going to bless you. This is your season. Now, how do we solidify this? How do we move the hand of God? By sowing seed. The Bible says this. Beloved, I wish above all things that we prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Listen, when you begin to sow seed in God's kingdom, according to his kingdom principle, Genesis 8:22, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Now you're operating in God's kingdom purpose of seed time and harvest. Now, when you sow it into the hand of the priest, I am the priest of this ministry. I am the supervising priest of this ministry. And it says that the first of all first fruits shall be the priest. You shall also give the priest the first of your dough that he may speak, prophesy, cause the blessing to rest in your house. This is how we break the back of the devil, by sowing seed into good ground. I know this ministry, my hand is good ground. Why? Because God has taken us through experience after experience after experience, so that way we would help become the fertilizer for the ground that you sow in. Why? Because the Bible says that we are living epistles. We're living representations of God's power, word, and instructions in the earth, so you have an example to learn from. Like I always say, I've made enough mistakes that you don't have to. Listen, woo! God is not looking for perfect. He's looking for those who allow him to activate perfection or perfecting in your life. That means when you mess up, you're like David. Teach me, and I'll teach transgressors your way. Come on, get your seed ready. Father, your word says, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest time shall not cease. Father, as they sow seed, as they sow the 5785 seed, or the 15785, or the 578 and 50 cents, or the 5785 seed, whether to the ministry, using PayPal, on my Cash App, $ProphetMDBrian. You said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. As they sow, I'm speaking the blessing, that the blessing of the Lord makes them rich and you add no sorrow. I'm speaking the blessing that they're blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going out, blessed coming in. I'm speaking the blessing. Woo! Heke she tarabokosha. Woo! That you are blessed and highly favored. I speak the blessing of the Lord in their life, that it rest and remain in their house, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Listen, sow the seed. The ground's already prepared. As you sow it, harvest and multiplication and overflow is being activated at the same time in your life. Listen, be blessed. Don't miss tomorrow. Thank you.